Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. 9 years after it canceled its last late-night service, the MBTA is ready to try again. Today, the governor and state transportation officials announced the start of a one-year pilot program that will run trains and 15 of the most popular bus lines for an extra 2 hours on Friday and Saturday nights. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
Closing time at the bars in downtown Boston on Saturday night. Revelers make their way out the door, and for most, the first stop is the curb. Right now, there's no other option for getting home besides a cab unless you have a designated driver or you're willing to walk home through temperatures in the upper teens. Gianna Tenaglia and her friend are heading back home to Medford. They talk to me while trying to hail a cab.
You know, everyone drives home drunk.
And they can just walk to the T. They can just walk right there.
Right across the street.
Yes.
Right across the street, yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how much is a cab ride home for you guys?
Like,
way too much.
30, 40 bucks.
That's about to change, starting Friday, March 28th. That's when the MBTA will start running select service 2 hours later until 3 a.m. That service includes all subway lines and 15 of the most popular bus routes, which cover about 70% of the city's riders.
We on steroids over here, okay? So
Beverly Scott is the T's general manager and has been prepping for the expansion since the fall.
We're pumping. We've had to do some hiring so that we could, in fact, wind up being able to support the service. And so that's going to be the operators that you see, but, of course, our service personnel, our maintenance personnel.
The expansion is not permanent, at least not yet. The coming program, which will run trains every 10 to 15 minutes, is part of a one-year pilot program to determine if late-night service is sustainable. Scott says that sustainable does not mean turning a profit.
If we were probably somewhere at the end of the day around, 30% in terms of cost recovery, that would be doing pretty doggone well.
To make up the difference, the $16 to $17 million plan relies on funding from the state as well as corporate sponsors. One sponsor is the Massachusetts Restaurant Association. President Bob Luz says the service is crucial, not only for his patrons, but for his employees.
Our establishments don't necessarily stay open till last call, or that late even. So even folks that are getting off at 11 or 12 often have obstacles in getting home. And so making sure that they can get home safely and economically is a great, great thing for them.
Transportation officials say support for the plan is overwhelming. The question is, will that support translate into use? The T's last crack at running late, an all-bus service called the Night Owl, was discontinued in 2005 due to a lack of ridership. But Transportation Secretary Richard Davey says the addition of subway service, along with smartphone apps that track arrival times, will be the difference.
With technology today, as us standing here, we can figure out exactly when the next bus is coming or the next Red Line train is coming.
Not everyone is in favor of the plan. By running trains later, the T cuts down on the number of hours it can repair the more than 100-year-old system. Others call the extended hours a cosmetic fix. They say rather than straining the system to run an extra 4 hours a week, the T should instead be shooting for 24-hour service. Scott says the T has adjusted its maintenance schedule to handle the extra hours, and as for 24-hour service, she says that's the goal, but it's still a long way off and would require a major investment in manpower and infrastructure.
It's all doable, but let's go ahead and paint what that picture would be, because if you never do it, okay, then you begin to bite off of it, like I call it, like Pac-Man. You don't try to eat the elephant all at one time.
The first step, she says, is making sure there are enough riders to justify the extra 2 hours on the weekend.
I either have to take a cab home or I have to drive.
Riders like Gianna Tenaglia say they'll be there.
And I don't want to drive drunk, and I don't want to pay for a cab, so I'd rather pay for the T $3 to go home.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.